bonehealth.org.
All right, we're back. Good morning at 9:20. Sunshine and five below is where we're sitting. All right, I've been looking forward to this for about a week. Every morning on Trivia, almost every morning, I think 3 days out of the five, we give away car washes, ceramic shines, from All Seasons Car Wash, and I've been dying to get this guy back in here to talk to us. Jay Jolson, Mr. All Seasons. You're the man for All Seasons, Jay Jolson.
Well, that's right.
That's what I that's what I've been referring to you as, the man for All Seasons. Good morning.
Yep, good morning. How are you?
I am doing well. Good to have you in here.
Yep, well, thanks.
My first question, and forgive my ignorance, when you got a day like today,
yep,
you kind of close things up out there. How does that work at
All
Seasons?
I'm glad you brought that up because, so like a day to day,
yeah,
the automatic car wash is shut down until we get above zero.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's above zero when we have like a north 20-mile-an-hour wind, it'll be shut down because it just can't
Everything
recover.
Freezes. Yeah, everything yep. freezes up.
Yep. But the self-serve is open.
Okay.
As long as everybody shuts the doors.
Yeah, I don't think it would take much for, you know, to get out and start working in there and go, probably be a good idea to shut this.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Definitely.
It freezes up in a hurry.
So, okay, bring me up to speed. It's been a while since we've talked. How are things going at All Seasons?
They're going good.
Okay.
Yep, really good, I think. Some of the improvements that we put in out there.
Yeah, cover that.
So many of you saw this fall, just before it froze up and stuff,
mm-hmm.
we put a 40 by 150 foot slab of concrete down on the north side of the building to make the traffic flow better.
And it does.
Yes, it does.
I was sitting on there the other day behind, like, I think 20 different cars.
Yeah, right.
I waited a while, but you know what? Yep. It's ceramic shine's worth it. So.
Yep, yep. Thanks. And also earlier in the year, in July, we put in new meter boxes in the self-serve.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll take coins. We have our credit card swipers with a tap and also take $1 through $20 bills. It doesn't give change, but you can just feed your bills right there.
Nice.
And then we also made a switch, quarters, and we also got dollar coins. So our change machine now gives out dollar coins. So if you put a dollar bill in, you get a dollar coin out. And that dollar coin works in everything.
Mm-hmm.
The vacuums, the car wash, everything out there. And then, obviously, you know, we've got towels out there for people to use.
Yeah.
And then put them back into the red container there, and we'll wash them again.
That was a great idea. How did you think of that? Because, well, okay, forget
it. Go ahead. You're fine.
No, because I said, okay, Jay Jolson's going to be on a Monday. I'm going to pick his brain, but that's a lot of picking. Because you are one of the craziest thinkers I think I've ever known. You've got a brain that just works that way. You think of so many great things to add out there. Where did the towels come from? Because I personally, that's one of my favorite things at All Seasons.
Yep. See, what happened was when we were putting that automatic in, well, I tell you what, fear makes you want to do a lot of things. You don't want to fail. Fear
right.
of failure.
Right, right.
So the distributor out of Fargo, the guy, the salesman there, said, well, some places burnish towels, you know, like they do in Fargo at the tunnel washes. So I thought, well, let's try it.
Right, right.
So we started with the building out there, and the wind blew that building off, just blew it right off the foundation. So then we went with this trailer.
Yeah.
So that way I can move it. It's heavier. It's cheaper than putting up a wooden building that's on skids.
Okay.
So that's where that came from, and it's worked really well. We lose some towels. Mm-hmm. You know, that happens.
Yeah.
It's something we work with.
Where did you come up with the LEDs in the automatic, you know, driving through that? I love that little trick, too, because it's like, okay, what color? And does it correspond to what's going on with the wash? It does, doesn't it?
It does correspond with what's going on in the wash.
Okay.
And that also came from those tunnel washes or some of these washes elsewhere.
Mm-hmm.
So then the company we bought it from is from Denver. And originally the regular lights in there.
Yeah.
So then I was at the car wash show in Vegas or Nashville. So I was talking to the owner of that company again, and I said, well, we want to put lights in that correspond with what's going on.
I love it.
So he arranged that. He said, we can do that. You know, he's done them, obviously, all over.
Yeah.
And he said, okay, this is what we have for washes. and he programmed it, and it works really well. And you know what? So the LED lights, the white ones, there's two light strips up there on the top. Very thin. You're in a channel. For the color ones, it's just one strip. Lights that goes 30 feet.
But they're very bright.
They're very bright.
Yep. Yep.
And they're really cool.
So you are kind of like, the entrepreneurial spirit definitely alive in you. What's the number one tip for making a business successful? Because you took that car wash, and it's grown, and it's grown, and it's grown, and it just seems to get better each and every year. What's your secret?
I don't know.
Good answer.
But one thing, when you're how do you want to say, just starting out, or you ask questions for people.
Yeah.
Okay, I used to ask questions of my brothers. Even in the lawn service, okay, you know, what do you guys think about this? And they give me all sorts of why not. I mean, not why not. Don't do it because of this, but because of this. I finally said, screw that.
Right.
I decided to ask people who are in the business or whatever.
Yeah.
And then get the ideas, because you can ask, I could ask you and you'd say, give me all the reasons not to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And
you seem to be giving the people what they want, though.
Yep.
Out there. I mean, and so definitely you've got an ear out for that.
Yep. And yeah. So every year I try to figure out what can I do to improve the business.
Right.
And I have some other ideas. It's going to cost a lot of money, but as far as advertising, market that thing. That's what's really brought that around, is the marketing that we've done on the radio has been big, with our LED truck sign moving around. That's been big. I mean, just talking about it, my car's got signs on it. My clothes got stuff on it. Advertise it.
The idea, man.
Yeah. Right.
So anything you want to share? Do you want to keep this kind of under wraps, and we can get you back in here maybe this summer, and we can talk about some new things coming up?
Yep. I haven't got a whole lot going on right now. I'm just kind of happy where I'm at.
Okay. Well, I got to order some good weather for you. So
that'll be helpful.
Yeah. Get that open. But
I do have. Okay. If you don't know. On our website, which is allseasonscw.com, and also our Facebook page, we have a live camera feed. You click on that. That way you can see what the lines are. The one on Facebook is just for the back, for the automatic wash. And the one on our website, we have one on the front, too, so you can see how busy it is in that.
Where'd you come up with that idea? That's what I mean. I love talking to you.
I can't remember how I came up with the idea, but I did a search on the Internet
when
I first was thinking about it. And I pulled up, you know, car washes with LED or cameras on them for people. There's one in the U.S. that showed up, and there's one in Russia. And the one in Russia, I thought I'd check it out, and this was just after they started invading Ukraine, and I was blocked.
Yeah, I bet, yeah.
So now, that's helped. People check that all the time.
What a great idea.
And then, so now, there's a guy in Britain, a young man, he did a Google. I don't know what inspired him. The Google and our car wash showed up, so he watches from Britain if it's busy or not.
That is amazing. That is a great idea, seriously. So you can just pull that up, and you said that's on your Facebook page?
Yep.
Okay.
It's a live feed. You click on it, and it'll show you what's going on.
Incredible. Hey, we're out of time, but listen, promise me you'll come back.
Oh, yeah, if you
got
ask
a lot
me.
More ground. Yes, yeah. Absolutely. Again, I say that to a lot of people. Always an open door here for you.
That sounds good. Appreciate it.
Jay Jolson, All Seasons Car Wash, your locally owned car wash in West Wampton. Proud sponsor of Point of Law. I want to throw that in, too. I nearly forgot that.
Yep, sounds good. Thanks.
Jay, stay warm. Thanks so much for stopping in. 929 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
This is the Ag Central Radio Network. I'm News Director Eric Johnson. The National Association of State Departments of Agriculture have been watching closely as President Donald Trump's cabinet nominees get voted out of committee and onto the Senate floor for confirmation. RJ Carney is NASDA's Senior Director for Public Policy, says they fully support Brooke Rollins for Secretary of Agriculture.
I would just say from our perspective, we want to see her get into her position, have that leadership position secured at the U.S. Department of Agriculture. She has a critical voice, not only for the White House to hear, but also